Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, email, Google+, simple ways that you can share Issues Etc. programs with your friends, relatives, and fellow parishioners. Just go to Listen on Demand Archives at issuesetc.org and look for the share feature images posted beneath each audio segment. You're only one click away from telling someone about Issues Etc. The Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org and look for Share This.
No matter what we choose to believe, there's no God who condones taking the life of an innocent human being.
Where I think we are in the culture, but also with religious institutions, is that people have stopped hating us, that is to say LGBT people, but they're not yet ready to celebrate us. That's the next big work to do.
Maybe it's something as simple as you whistle while you work.
Just whistle while you work.
Mega churches are a house of cards. Mega churches really are the primary example of what's wrong with evangelicalism, why it's so thin, so insubstantial, so unsatisfying.
Southern Illinois truck drivers, love issues, etc.
You never really know until you actually sit down and ask people what they think. The general sense that I think Christians have of alarm in American society and culture today is that we're being edged out of the public square. Religious ideas are becoming less and less popular. People don't support the expression of religious ideas or ideals in the public square, in politics. Is that necessarily true? Well, you have to sit down and actually ask the American people what it is they think about these things. Now, there are some that you're not going to hear all good news if you're a Christian, but you might hear some. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Wednesday afternoon, the 24th of September. We're going to be talking about a new survey on religion, politics, marriage, and homosexuality. Dr. Jessica Martinez, Research Associate for the Pew Research Center, will be our guest. A little bit later, some analysis of that research and the results with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute. Then we'll talk about the derecognition of a Christian group in 23 chapters in the California university system. Pastor Marcus Zill will be our guest for the last half hour or so. You can join us for the next hour, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or for our beloved on-demand listeners, whenever you are listening, feel free to call the question or a comment, no matter how late, at our Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8382, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about a new survey on religion, politics, marriage, and homosexuality, Dr. Jessica Martinez, Research Associate for the Pew Research Center based in Washington, D.C. Dr. Martinez, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thank you.
What did you discover Americans believe about the influence of religion in public life?
So this poll finds that a growing majority of Americans, about 72% now, say that religion is losing influence in American life. And most who hold this view think that this is a bad thing. And at the same time, a growing share of the U.S. public wants religion to play a role in U.S. politics. So, for example, about half of Americans say churches and other houses of worship should express their views on social and political questions. And about 4 in 10 say there's been too little religious expression and prayer from political leaders. And about a third say churches and other houses of worship should endorse political candidates during elections. So there's still a minority of Americans who hold this view. Most continue to oppose this kind of direct involvement by churches in politics.
What did the religiously unaffiliated think about religious influence in American life?
Well, the findings in the survey seem to reflect an increasing divide between religiously affiliated Americans on the one hand and a growing share of the population that's not affiliated with any religion on the other. So much of the change that we've seen in this desire for religion and politics has come from those who are religiously affiliated. And the unaffiliated are much more likely to oppose the intermingling of religion and politics in these ways.
Can we tell if political party affiliation plays any role?
Yeah, it does. So we also see some partisan differences when it comes to how people view these questions. So among Republicans and those who lean toward the Republican Party, a larger share now say that churches and other houses of worship should express their views on political issues than said this in 2010, while there's been virtually no change in the share of Democrats and Democratic leaners who hold this view. And similarly, an increasing share of Republicans say there's been too little religious expression by political leaders, while Democrats' views on these issues haven't really changed very much.
So the real change there with respect to political party has happened mainly in the Republican wing.
Yeah, it's largely been among Republicans that we've seen this shift when compared with Democrats.
Do you know if that reflects a trend? I mean, looking backward, is that a trend upward for Republican views on those on that particular issue?
At least since the last midterm elections in 2010, when we asked these questions, we are seeing an increase among Republicans in a favorability towards religion being involved in politics.
So what did the survey show about general support for same-sex marriage among the American public?
So in this poll, we found a dip in support for same-sex marriage from the last time we asked this question in February. So in February, the share of the public saying they favor allowing gay and lesbian couples to marry legally had ticked up a bit to 54%, and in this poll, it dipped back down to 49%. So when the two polls from this year are aggregated, support for same-sex marriage stands at 52%, which is largely unchanged from our aggregated figure from last year.
So in spite of the what may be individual changes, we're just looking at those who support holding steady, those who oppose holding steady.
In the aggregate, yes. So in terms of what this individual poll means for the long-term trend, it's sort of too soon to say whether this dip from February to now means that support for same-sex marriage is leveling off or declining, or whether we'll see it continue to increase as it has in recent years. So, you know, when you combine these surveys, we see stability from last year, but from February till now, there's been a bit of a dip.
What percentage of the American public view homosexuality as a sin? It's an interesting question. What did you find?
We find that half of Americans say they think that homosexual behavior is a sin. And so this is up a bit from the last time we asked it in 2013, where it was at 45% of Americans holding this belief.
And in a related question, there is questions about wedding-related businesses being forced to serve same-sex couples. What do Americans seem to think about that right now?
Yeah, so we asked this new question in this poll about whether businesses that provide wedding-related services, such as catering or flowers, should be allowed to refuse those services to same-sex couples on religious grounds. And we find the public is pretty closely divided on this question. So 47% say that businesses should be allowed to refuse wedding-related services to same-sex couples for religious reasons, and 49% say that these businesses should be required to provide services as they would to all other customers.
In a related question to something a little bit earlier, what did you discover if you broke down on that question, is homosexual behavior a sin? What did you discover difference-wise between kind of the established religious groups, white evangelical, white mainline, black Protestant, Catholic, et cetera?
So on the question of whether homosexual behavior is a sin or not, we find that a majority of white evangelicals, about 8 in 10, and about 3/4 of black Protestants say that they agree that homosexual behavior is a sin. Among white mainline Protestants, we see a bit more division. So 46% say it's not a sin, 42% say it is. And we find a similar divide among Catholics. Among the unaffiliated, 72% say that it's not a sin.
What are the American public, what are their opinions, their attitudes about President Obama on the issue of religion?
So we asked respondents whether they think the Obama administration in particular is friendly toward religion or unfriendly toward religion or neutral toward religion. And we find that a declining share of Americans see the Obama administration as friendly towards religion. So about 3 in 10 say that now compared to 37% when we asked it back in 2009.
How would you summarize all of this, Jessica?
Well, I would say that at the same time that we're seeing Americans saying there's a declining influence of religion in American life and they would like to see some more influence of religion, particularly within politics, when we look overall at what people are saying about the upcoming election and how they identify politically and how they intend to vote, we see very little change from previous midterm elections in the way people are approaching the upcoming midterm elections.
Dr. Jessica Martinez is a research associate for the Pew Research Center based in Washington, D.C. Dr. Martinez, thank you very much for being our guest.
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse of the Ruth Institute will join us to analyze some of what we've heard. We'll be right back.
Hey, St. Louis. How would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
If you're in a small parish, you know how difficult it can be to find an organist when your musician is sick, has a family emergency, or simply wants a week off to visit the grandkids. Church Music Solutions can help. Our substitute organist service allows you to select your hymns and liturgy to be sent to an iPad that plays your church's organ. The best way to learn more is to log on to churchmusicsolutions.com and request a free demo kit. There are no obligations and there's no sales pitch. Keep singing with Church Music Solutions.
Listen to what you want, when you want. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
No matter the size, big or small, RP Lumber can deliver it all. From pickups to one-tons to box trucks and booms, everywhere you look, you see blue. RP Blue. RP prides itself in customer service. RP will deliver quality products to your home, business, or job site. And you can be sure of timely delivery on clean trucks with courteous drivers. So when you think of service, think blue. RP Blue. With over 50 local community locations, for 37 years, RP Lumber.
You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org.
There's an app for that.